And welcome, Hoosier Nation, to another edition of the Hoosier Sound Off, recorded on Monday morning, March 18th, 2019. I'm your host, Noah Freeman, and I'm here for your quick roundup of IU sports news. Let's not start with the men's basketball team real quick, but the women's basketball team. Reminder, the Lady Hoosiers look to get into the NCAA tournament tonight, and they are supposed to have a good shot at doing so. The selection show is tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. and will air on ESPN. If the women were not to make the tournament for some reason, the NIT selection picks should come out shortly after the NCAA picks. Of course, as everyone has heard by now, the men's basketball team has missed the NCAA tournament for the third straight season. Most people are not surprised by this, but many are surprised by the overall bracket itself, but we will discuss that on our regular show this week. Indiana was the fourth team out of the bracket behind UNC Greensboro, Alabama, and TCU. Again, we will discuss the bracket this week because we have a lot of differing opinions on everything. The Hoosiers were selected as the number one seed in the NIT tournament, though. They will host number 8 St. Francis, PA on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. in Bloomington, and the game will air on ESPN. Tickets are $20, general admission everywhere, and parking is free. Please come out and support the Hoosiers. Since Indiana is in the tournament, they might as well go win the thing. St. Francis, PA is 261st on KenPom. Some more known teams they have faced this season include UCLA, Buffalo, UNC, and Virginia Tech. In those four games, the Red Flash were outscored 353-238. In other words, they were outscored by 115 points to current tournament teams, not including Fairleigh Dickinson. If Indiana were to win, they would play the winner of number 4 Providence or number 5 Arkansas sometime between this Thursday and next Monday. I think Indiana fans would like some revenge for a game that theoretically cost them an NCAA tournament bid. In addition, some rules that are being changed for the tournament. The 3-point line is being moved back 20 inches, free throw lane is being widened, shot clock is reset to 20 after an offensive rebound, and the foul situation is a little different. Team fouls are reset at the 10-minute mark in both halves, 1-on-1 is eliminated, and 2 shots will be awarded for the 5th team foul. The goal for the fouls, it seems, is to start mimicking the NBA, because that is basically how the NBA does it. Remember to watch us live Tuesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. or subscribe to our podcast, The Hoosier Sound, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like the transcript and links mentioned in today's show, head over to Indiana HQ to check that out, in addition to all of their insightful articles. I will catch you this Friday, March 22nd, for the next edition of The Hoosier Sound Off. But, as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.